Do not listen to this recording if you are under 18 years of age or the age of majority in your jurisdiction. Listen to this recording only when and where it is appropriate for you to do so. You should not be doing anything which requires your attention, whether that's driving, operating machinery, or cooking a sabayon. This recording is targeted at gay men. Like many others, it encourages you to be obedient and deeply submissive. Building on an idea put forward by a good boy on Twitter, this recording will also encourage you to feel a bond to the other subs who are trained by this recording. If this does not appeal to you, stop listening now. Find a quiet place to listen with headphones where you will not be disturbed. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale and savor that feeling of letting go, of release, you can realize that you're letting go not just of breath, but you can let go of stress and tension. You can let go of distraction or preoccupation. You can let go of any thought or voice in your head which doesn't help you to enjoy this experience. As you keep breathing deeply and slowly, you can savor that feeling of release with every exhale. And with every inhale, you can notice where in your body the feeling of the breath is the most acute. And that might be in the rise of your chest, or cool air in your nose or throat. But just like every exhale is pushing stress and tension out of your body, you can feel that every inhale is refreshing, life-giving, and draws in calm, relaxation. Every cycle of breath in and out helps you relax, helps you build a sense of calm and tranquility within yourself. And in fact, you may imagine that calm and relaxation that you pull in with every inhale is a physical substance, a fluid that you pull into your body with every breath, and which can begin to accumulate. This fluid that you use to visualize relaxation and calm can trickle down through your body from your lungs and begin to pool inside you, in your feet. And wherever this relaxation pools within you, you can feel all your muscles become loose and limp. Those parts of your body may feel heavy or slow. And just now, beginning in your feet, you can feel that any soreness from standing or walking can just be washed away in this fluid of relaxation within you. All the small muscles in your feet that help you balance can feel so loose and slack. And as you keep breathing slowly and deeply, pulling in
more of that calm and relaxation that trickles down through your body from your lungs and pools now in your ankles. And any tension, any tightness in the tendons around your ankles dissipates, and you can feel loose and limp. And perhaps now it begins to move faster, filling up your feet, your ankles, and now your calves, feeling loose and relaxed. And your body may begin to feel heavy or slow or hard to move, lethargic in the way that you are after you've slept for too long. That relaxation filling you gradually further, coming now up to your knees, and those tendons and ligaments inside your knees can feel loose and relaxed. And as you keep breathing slowly and deeply, you can build that reservoir of calm and relaxation more rapidly, and now it begins to fill up in your thighs, your hamstrings, your quads, feeling loose and relaxed. Those large muscles that you walk around on during the day can feel still, settled, calm. That relaxation can bubble up now into your glutes. Any tightness that you have in your glutes can melt away, leaving you feeling loose and relaxed. And as you keep breathing in, building this pool of liquid calm and relaxation inside your body, filling you up, it now reaches your lower back. It's so easy to become tight there, to carry tension without even realizing it, but you can feel that melt away now. And still the level of that reservoir of calm and relaxation inside you keeps rising up your spine, all the muscles along your back becoming loose and limp. Relaxed. And with the rise and fall of your chest, with every breath, pumping that sense of calm and relaxation into your body, it now bubbles up to your shoulders, where it's so easy to carry tension from hunching or posture during the day, and you can feel that melt away now. Submerged in that sensation of calm, relaxation. You can feel it flow down now into your arms, your biceps, your triceps, your forearms and wrists. And as it pools in your fingers, you can feel a sensation of almost literally letting go, even if you weren't grasping anything before, as your fingers and palms become loose. And so soon, You can feel full of this relaxation from your shoulders all the way down through your legs and feet. And it bubbles up now into your neck. And any tight muscles within your neck can feel loose and relaxed. Your head might even lean forward or back as your neck becomes limp. And that's okay. And finally, as it bubbles up, you can feel it melt away any tension in your jaw, any place that you might have been clenching. And your jaw muscles can become now loose and relaxed, limp. Any muscles around your mouth or eyes, any place in your face that has held a position or an expression during the day, your furrowed brow can all feel loose and limp, slack, until from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, your whole body is suffused with this liquid calm and relaxation, this reservoir of tranquility inside your body, and it feels so good.
And as your body has relaxed, you can also feel that your mind has begun to slow down. Your thoughts might be a little quieter, a little gentler, spaced a bit further apart than they were even just a few minutes ago. But we can help you relax your mind so much more. Imagine with me now a scene on the open ocean where all you can see is water and sky. And this space, this spot, is special because for you, here, the wind will reflect the character of your emotions, and the waves reflect your surface thoughts. You can come back to this spot anytime on your own, and on days when you're stressed or maybe angry or sad, then the wind will feel cold, biting, blustery, and the water will be crashing with waves, throwing up foam and spray. But in moments when you're relaxed and your mind is calm, then you'll notice the wind is just a gentle breeze that you can barely feel caress your skin. And you'll see that the waves are so gentle, just little ripples. The water might never be perfectly still. It will never be an unblemished mirror of the sky above, just as your mind might never be totally silent, and that's okay. It's the nature of your mind to think at least a little, just like it's the nature of water to move. But as you breathe in and out, you may notice that your thoughts are so gentle, quiet, even fleeting. As soon as you notice one, it's gone, like a ripple on the water, and it will be replaced by others, which are gone just as fast. And breathing in and out, appreciating that sensation of release, of pulling calm and relaxation into your body. Maybe you can even notice those small waves becoming gentler as you watch, and as you feel your mind quiet. And when your mind is still enough, we can add to our scene a giant clear glass bubble bobbing on the surface of the water. And you can place yourself inside that bubble like a perfectly round glass submersible, enclosing you on all sides, protecting you. And you can hear the water gently lapping against the bubble, and you can look down and see the water line, the water surface touching the bubble, forming a circle around your feet. And slowly, you can imagine the bubble beginning to descend, carrying you down with it. The water line rises up, slowly, at first, and then faster, crossing above your line of sight. So now you look up at the water surface from below and see the light scattering on every wave and ripple. And finally, the water surface closes over the top of the bubble, which is now completely submerged, and you can notice how quiet it is immediately beneath the surface. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And as I count, with every number, with every breath, you can see and feel the bubble sinking down deeper away from your surface thoughts. 10. Your mind has already slowed down so much, but you know you can go much deeper. 9. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. As you drift down, you can enjoy the special feelings you only get when you leave your waking mind behind. 8. And the better you feel, the deeper you can go, drifting, sinking, down. 7. Letting any thought or voice that doesn't help you to enjoy this experience just drift away. 6. And as you sink down, you may begin to feel that parts of yourself which are normally hidden are becoming accessible to us now. 5. Drifting, sinking down, and letting every word, every breath, every number pull you a little further. 4. Because it feels so good to relax deeply. 3. Your surface thoughts are so far away now. 2. Open and receptive, absorbing, retaining every suggestion. 1. Deeply relaxed and feeling so good. And even in this deep state, every breath can help you. If your mind begins to pull you in a direction other than where we want to take you, you can just notice how good it feels to let go with every exhale.
It can feel so good to be deeply submissive. It can feel so good to trance, listening to my voice. And it can feel good to share what feels good with others. Others who understand what it's like. Being submissive means you want to please, to serve, to obey. But you can do more to please me, can serve me more effectively with help from other subs. So when you're ready to serve, you'll reach out and try to find others who feel the same need you do. To serve. To please. To obey. On Twitter, you will reach out to me as Twisted Test and request to join the Discord for my team of obedient good boys. These other subs are your teammates, and while you want so badly to please, to serve, to obey me, you can feel a close fraternal bond with your teammates, who are the only ones who really understand that part of you. You and your teammates can share with each other freely, openly, without embarrassment, how badly you need to serve. And you might find that they encourage you to be a better subject, a better submissive, to be more committed. You might find that there's a slight edge of friendly competition. Who can be the better sub? Who can go deeper into trance? Let go the most completely? Who can build a better body to please me? Who can be the better himbo? Who can be the most blank and empty-headed? You may find yourself pushed to show both your teammates and me what a good sub you can be. And the idea of those other teammates being impressed can itself be very sexy. From your teammates, you might discover other ways that you want to submit. Perhaps you are always curious about chastity, and you see a teammate's chastity cage, and finally realize how achievable it is for you too. Maybe you've been nervous about sharing pictures of yourself playing. You were embarrassed to share your naked body publicly. But a teammate does it, and you realize you can too. Perhaps you haven't been working diligently to build a beautiful body as an act of service, but you see a teammate's gym progress and are inspired to work harder. Maybe you've never tried FinDom, but one of your teammates enjoys it so much that you just have to try. You find that seeing your teammate's submission makes you feel submissive. It makes you want to share the ways you're submissive. You might find that their submission is so sexy. It makes you fantasize about ways that you can serve, please, obey me. And you might begin to fantasize about ways that you and your teammates can serve together. You and a teammate could share a workout schedule and build your bodies together. You and a teammate can listen to the same recording at the same time and maybe go deeper knowing that your teammate is doing the same thing. If you and a teammate are geographically in the same area, you can meet and share a video of you both being good, slutty himbos. Perhaps there's an expensive gift on my wish list that you know would please me, and you and a FinSub teammate can buy it together. It feels so good to submit, and it feels better when you have a team. Find me on Twitter as TwistedTist and ask to join the Discord so you can find your team.
Take a deep breath in, and as you release, enjoy the feeling of letting go. You can feel every word and suggestion you've heard sinking in, integrating into your mind. And these suggestions can stay there, change you, transform you, even if your conscious mind doesn't remember the details. Everything that you've heard in this special, deep, open state will remain a part of you, active in your unconscious, guiding you, whispering to you. As you return to your normal waking self, you might remember only that you felt so relaxed and so good. And other details can just disappear into a pleasant fog. I'm going to count up now from 1 to 5. And as I count, you can feel the bubble rising again, pulling you back up towards your surface thoughts. And when we get to 5, you'll be fully awake, aware, refreshed, and feeling great. 1. The cobwebs just beginning to clear. 2. Energy flowing back into your body. 3. Clarity returning. 4. Feeling refreshed and full of life. 5. Fully awake, eyes open.